Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up, everybody? Ben Raz and Greg Ehrenberg here for Awesome Odds, and we are finally arrived at Thanksgiving football. We have a fantastic 3-game slate on tap, and we're going to break down everything, picks, betting, and what we need to know to possibly make a little money on Turkey Day, Greg. I know it's not the greatest of matchups, but honestly, from a betting standpoint, I'm pretty excited for these games. I know you've got some picks, I've got some picks, but before we dive into that, our friends at BetMGM powering this show, in the description of this video is the link. You want to click on that and deposit $10 or more if you are a new user at BetMGM. You're going to get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000. In addition, we're going to give you 3 free months of Awesome Plus Platinum, and that means you're going to be covered for every sport for 3 months, not just on the betting side. We're giving you all the DFS tools, all the things that Alex and the team use each and every day, week in and week out, and that is for every sport. It's a no-brainer, but you have to use the link in the description of this video. All right, Greg, let me just ask you before we dive into the picks. You've seen the games. What were your initial thoughts? Did you like this slate, attacking it from a betting standpoint, or was it not your favorite?
You know, so these Thursday games, because we do this now every week, we talk about these Thursday games. And whenever there's teams coming off short weeks, we see a lot of weird results on the Thursdays, not a lot of time to prepare. And then also the teams just played a few days ago in general. So fatigue ends up being an issue. Lots of wonky results. You and I, a lot of times in these spots, we've said, like, hey, let's just take home teams that are significant underdogs in these spots. But we've got a lot of, you know, crappy teams playing crappy teams, or the good teams are actually at home. So we don't have the benefit of saying getting the Jets, getting like 2 touchdowns at home or anything like that. But I do think there's some good player props for us to look at here. And you and I have both identified a couple of those.
No doubt about it. And I think it's true. You know, we've seen the Dolphins come to mind, and the Jets had their moments at times. And I think it's a little different here. I'll be honest. I didn't love any sides. Maybe some will come between now and kickoff. But the one I got started, I want to throw this out there before we dive into the player props. The one total that I like is actually in the first game. So you know what? You may not have even eaten yet. You're certainly going to be more likely to be sober. Take over 41 points in the Bears-Lions game. So a couple things here. One, I actually think that, I hope Goff plays, but even if he doesn't, I don't think it's a death sentence. But at the same time, Andy Dalton playing, I think, really helps. Obviously, he can stretch the field a lot better than Justin Fields. He's not going to give you anything in the running game. That may hurt the Bears ultimately in winning the game, but I think for points, it can help the game get more up and down. He can just rip off a lot bigger plays. He's going against the Lions team. I think we know by now that their secondary is just not going to get much better this year. They're giving up 7.8 yards per passing attempt. It's not a good team. On the flip side, the Bears defense is pretty solid, but they've been, you know, not an elite team of the years past. And they're going against a Lions team that, listen, it's not the highest powered offense, but if Goff comes back, there have been moments where they can move the ball through the air. And certainly Swift is a quality running back. Looking at the passing metrics, Chicago's in the middle of the pack. Again, they're not a terrible defense, but they are not completely blanket shut down. So if we get that, I think you can lean over 41. The other thing, looking at Odd Shopper, a lot of 42s out there. This is one of the few 41s left. I'm going to grab that number now, Greg, and I think I beat that closing line.
I don't have an issue with that. And it actually kind of correlates with a player that I like in this game. That is David Montgomery for over 75.5 rushing yards. And it's not just that Andy Dalton's a quarterback for the Bears, but I think it's easy to forget David Montgomery, how good of a fantasy running back he was last year. And he's dealt with some injuries this year. There's been some weird situations. There's been the quarterback changes. But I do think Andy Dalton is better for this offense right now than Justin Fields is. And early in the year, everybody was up in arms when Justin Fields wasn't starting at quarterback for the Bears. And this is supposed to be Matt Nagy's last game coaching the team. He's supposedly getting fired after this. But with that said, we've seen him give the ball to David Montgomery a lot in the past, and all the criticism he got for not starting Justin Fields earlier, as soon as everybody saw Justin Fields play, everybody's like, well, this guy sucks. And I think he's going to be fine going forward, but at least for now, I think the offense is better off in the hands of Andy Dalton. Dave Montgomery, we have him projected for 94.4 rushing yards for Thursday, and I think that that number, the 75.5, especially considering the matchup against the Lions, it's too low of a total.
I get it, and you know, obviously when you've got Fields back there, and we see this, you know, in Philly a little bit, certainly in Arizona at times, Kyler hasn't run nearly as much. I mean, he's hurt now, but clearly when Fields is out there, you worry, okay, is David Montgomery going to lose a couple of carries because Fields keeps it on an option read? Well, you don't have to worry about that with Andy Dalton. Obviously, Montgomery is going to consolidate this backfield. The Bears are a slight favorite. They could easily be playing from ahead, no doubt about it. And if that's the case, I think volume-wise, you're going to get there. Efficiency-wise, who knows, but you've got the right matchup. And I certainly lean over before I would short David Montgomery in this spot. My last pick and my prayer prop that I like best is also a running back. Before I give that out, if you're enjoying this, if you enjoyed Thanksgiving, hit that like button, subscribe to this channel, and in the comments, let us know. You can let us know something about food if you want to, but let us know a player prop as well if you've got one that's going to be kind of the key thing for your Thanksgiving feast and hopefully be very successful. I'm going to go to the second game. It's not a great game because the Raiders are just, you know, the wheels have kind of fallen off. They're in a free-for-all. It looks like playoffs are quickly getting out of their rearview mirror here. And I think it's a situation with Josh Jacobs. He's being relied on a lot in the pass-catching game. And that's something we just haven't seen a ton. I think we're going to have to see it because they just keep falling behind. They're sizable underdogs here. I see upwards of 7.5 in terms of the points that they're getting. Let's just look into Josh Jacobs. And I know previous games, you know, you can't just simply do the old, oh, he catches four passes in the last couple games, that means he's going to do it forever. But I don't see the game script changing that much. They've been blown out by Kansas City and Cincinnati in those games. Josh Jacobs, 5 targets and 7 targets. He had 5 receptions in both games. Even in the competitive game against the Giants that they lost, he had 4 targets, but he turned them into 4 receptions. They're such highly convertible targets, Greg. I think that if he gets 4 or 5 looks, he's going to go over 3.5 receptions. The other thing I like about this, it's plus 120. So I am a dog in this situation. I'm going to get better than 1-to-1 on my money. And I just think with the situation, Carr threw to the wide receiver 6 times in the last game. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I know Waller's there. I think Josh Jacobs, once again, is a busy, busy player in the passing game. I'm going to continue to bet this until something changes. Over 3.5 at plus 120.
Yeah, and then we also got Jalen Richard is questionable to play. He was limited in practice yesterday. So,
I forgot you know, about that guy.
Yeah, if he's not there, that's more reason to think Josh Jacobs should be involved in the passing game.
Absolutely. Again, I think, you know, the Raiders, obviously, we all know it's been a ridiculous season for them in so many ways. But I think the players that remain, it's really a tough situation for them offensively. If they fall behind with Dallas, I think guys like Jacobs have to be real busy. Anything you want to say? I know this is kind of, we've got our 3 up, 3 down, but anything else you want to say on this slate before we duck on out of here?
Just the general note on the Buffalo Bills, because I was ready to bet against them for Thanksgiving. Okay. And it's kind of weird just because if you look at the futures odds, like Josh Allen's a favorite to win MVP at sportsbooks. That's ridiculous to me. The Bills are still one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl, even though they have 1 win this year against a team with a 500 record, and they might not even win the division over the Patriots. So I'm a little confused on the futures outlook of the Bills, which then makes me think like, all right, the Bills are just going to be overrated on a week-to-week basis. But then it's a fairly tight spread, them against the Saints, only 4.5-point favorites, and we know the Saints are starting Trevor Siemian at quarterback. So I would have thought like, oh, okay, maybe we'll get the Saints like +7.5 or something this game, which isn't the case. Just kind of conflicting information where the Bills are narrow favorites against the team missing their starting quarterback, yet are still one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so a situation like that, I think if you wanted to bet the Bills, you missed it. If you want to bet the Saints, wait. It's creeped up to 6.5 at a lot of places, at 5.5. So clearly the Bills are taking the money right now. I think that that's something you always really want to be kind of planning out, okay, if you like the Saints and you see that the number's getting better, don't rush. Don't run to the window. Wait, maybe you get 7. And to me, if it gets to 7, I would bet New Orleans. If it doesn't, I'm not going to end up betting this game. I would probably take the Bills if I had to. But I think it's a really good point you brought up about how sometimes the puzzle pieces don't add up. And that sometimes equates to either stay away or waiting till we get more information. But there you have it. You've got a side. You've got 2 props for you. You got everything in between. Stay tuned, of course, for more awesome odds content. And of course, we're going to have you covered for all things Thanksgiving. Enjoy the holidays, everyone. Obviously, everyone be safe and have a great time. For me, for Greg, for Awesomeo, we'll talk to you guys soon.